Welcome back to Championship Bow Hunting. You know, I've said it many times that I think the place in archery that I've learned the most was shooting tournaments, and that's from both a shooter's perspective as well as the technical side of archery. There's some people out there that, you know, have been through it and learned from it and are very, very willing to teach if you ask the right person. And, you know, today I've got a good friend with joining us that I got to shoot, I think 4 years with or so, 4 to 5 years, I can't remember exactly, on the ASA circuit. We came through the upper amateur ranks together and even into the pro class together. Chad Chenault, welcome.
Hello. Thanks again.
So, hey. Yeah, no problem, man. Hey, Chad, you know, Chad, you're in your second year as a pro right now, am I right?
Yep.
And how's it feel, man? I mean, you know, I know we've talked before about your goal was to always, you know, earn your way to becoming a pro, and you did that, and even this year you've proved to on a couple of your events, you had some really high finishes, and keeping to get better. You keep getting better, and excited to see it as a friend. And you know, I want to tell you, good job there. And I've been rooting for you from the sidelines over here on internet land. But Chad, tell me a little bit about where you're at right now.
I am in Metropolis, Illinois. We are getting ready for the 5th of 7 ASA shoots of the year. We've been here since Tuesday. Got to shoot the city shoot Wednesday and Thursday. It's really good practice to be able to see the targets and the terrain we'll see this weekend. So, and weather's
so
pretty good for us.
That's what I hear. Kind of not scorching, humid, hot, huh?
No, a front actually came through last night into today. Had some storms, and it looks like we might get some rain here in a couple hours. But after that, supposed to cool down and be a highs in the low 80s. So
very comfortable temperature for Metropolis.
Oh yeah, anytime if you can walk outside and not feel like you're going to get burnt alive, you're doing pretty good here.
That's right. So, Chad, Metropolis, it was one of the shoots I really enjoyed because they had that city shoot. You know, some of the other venues have what they would call a city shoot or a shoot before the main tournament starts for that purpose of just kind of getting used to getting reacclimated. Where does Metropolis fall in your, you know, your rank as far as the venues or tournaments to attend?
I really enjoy the shoot. I've had, as an amateur, I've done fairly well here. It's a great place. You know, the city loves having everyone show up. You know, there's signs all over the place, welcome archers and those things. So anytime you feel welcomed as an event and they realize, you know, I mean, we bring a substantial amount, of traffic and commerce through anytime we come to a city. So anytime that you feel welcomed and you run into great people like that, it's enjoyable to shoot. So.
No, absolutely, and you know, I'm more familiar with the ASA scene as that's what I shot, but you shoot both. You shoot ASA and IBO, am I right?
Yeah, I'm actually in IBO country, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's in your backyard. So what are some of the differences from a terrain standpoint when it comes to the ASA circuit and the IBO circuit?
Pretty typically, ASA is going to have, you know, like a truck lane, basically mowed through woods. And then they'll have targets off to either side. Really nice for, you know, just walking to the next target. Usually you don't have to walk an unbearable distance to get, you know, through your entire course. A little more people friendly for spectating, things like that. But the IBO, it's going to be a trail shoot almost. And you're going to shoot your target, you're going to walk to the target, and you're going to walk off through the woods, and you're going to go to another target. And the neat thing about that is that every time you come up to a target, it's a completely different look. You know, they're going to use terrain, they're going to hide yardage from you. it's really challenging from a yardage aspect. Whereas the ASA, you kind of get a feel for your yardage just because everything looks fairly close to the same as you're going through your range. So,
as far as
the ranges go, that's a big difference.
As far as the, I mean, I'm not asking you to bash anybody here with this. I'm not saying that you will, but from when I was shooting the tournaments, I always heard that the ASA format, as far as the overall weekend from an organizational standpoint, seemed to be top-notch, and some of the other organizations weren't quite there yet. And maybe it's because of terrain. You know, maybe it's just it's more difficult, and that could be it. But what's your take on that?
It is. I mean, you know, you're right. ASA has got a really good format. They're very organized. Makes it, you know, really nice for most people to come out. They really enjoy the format and the organization. Part of that is Mike Terrell has, I don't know, probably 6 or 8 range officials that he brings to every shoot. You know, they do this pretty regularly. IBO, they're going to tell you it's a fundraiser, and they use volunteers that, you know, don't necessarily have, I won't say any clue, but they may not. I mean, some of the volunteers, they don't understand necessarily what we're looking for from as shooters.
So that
makes it hard on, you know, it's hard for the IBO to be able to have that level of organization. But it's very frustrating from a shooter's standpoint to see what we could be doing if we did some things differently. So,
yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I've definitely heard that, you know, but that IBO is going to be typically, because of terrain, more variables, possibly a little bit more difficulty in that aspect, but then you have the benefit of shooting a lot, you know, a lot faster arrow, so it helps a little bit with the yardage, you know, with the yard, the difficulties with the yardage, I should say.
Right.
So, Chad, as far as, you know, in the past when I would go, the tournament villages, you know, at the ASA and different vendors and, you know, different vendors doing different things with contingency or just offering, you know, they'd integrate themselves pretty well in different ways. Is that still the same? Is there anything new this year? What is it? I mean, it was last March, I believe, the last tournament I was able, or actually it was early April that I was able to attend. So it's been a little over a year that I haven't been able to get to an ASA. What's new with that?
The big thing this year has been kind of the scuttlebutt with the known yardage versus unknown yardage stuff. You know, as it stands, I think our talk in London, basically, it's Mike Terrell's organization, so he's going to do as he sees fit. And our sponsors, you know, the people that put the contingency money out there, they're ultimately going to make that decision as well. So we had it was a pretty long discussion. A lot of points were brought up. And as it stands, you know, everyone's basically going with what Mike's got going, and he's done a really good job of getting that together. The big thing this weekend will be a new organization, Bowman, started up by Nathan Brooks, Jack Wallace, Tommy Gomez, and the girls from Archer, Cara and Caitlin, are also involved, I believe. And they're going to have live scoring target by target on archeryevents.com. Every professional stake's going to have an iPad. There's going to be a couple TVs out there on the ranges, and we'll actually be entering our scores as we shoot. And so you can follow it up live on that website.
That's awesome. I mean, it seems sometimes you gotta go through things the hard way before some serious improvements made. And it sounds like maybe it took just a few not so great situations to figure that out.
Yeah, and I think it's still kind of working itself out. Not real sure. Bo Junkie's here again this weekend. He's actually taking live video stream from the shoot also. So, yeah, I don't know where all that stands, but things are moving in a good direction for 3D archery. So
you mentioned a meeting that you guys had in London, which would have been the last event with ASA. Is that right?
It was.
Was that just like a pro only meeting, and then higher up personnel from the ASA, or who was it all involved? Nope. Or welcome to that meeting?
The meeting was principally for, I guess it was presented to everyone as anyone that had thoughts of shooting Gnome 50 or had ever shot Gnome 50, ever wanted to shoot Gnome 50. And I mean, everyone before the meeting happened, everyone knew what the premise behind it was. Gnome 50, some of the guys wants it to become a known pro class. And I get the feeling that, you know, through the course of that meeting, it seems like it was maybe a select few that was really looking for that. And, you know, the class is the consensus of the whole class wasn't in the same frame of mind. So it's going to be up to the people that put the money into this way. And, you know, they're only paying not even half of what the pro entry fee is. And, you know, so once you start raising that entry fee, some guys aren't going to be able to afford to do that. And, you know, there's just a lot of logistic stuff that maybe they hadn't really thought about before trying to make that move. And so they wanted to try and give it a shot and see where it went. But as it stands right now, I don't see it happening in the near future anyway.
Well, I mean, the good thing I say is ASA has kind of introduced known yardage to 3D archery, with the exception of Redding. I mean, don't get me wrong, but that's a different format. But within the format of your typical, you know, 50, 55 yards and in, you know, unmarked scoring rings on the target, ASA has really been pushing that, and their numbers have really grown. So I think that's great, but I think, like you said, it's still too early to assume if the entry fees went up that the numbers would stay up and the manufacturers would all agree that it should be deemed that type of a division. And I think it's easy to have mixed feelings on that topic, but you know, regardless, it's still growth in archery. And like you said, if, you know, Mike's always been a good businessman as far as running the ASA. And I think it's pretty evident with some of the things he brings out and how he runs that event. But, that leads me to my next topic as far as equipment. I know you're shooting some new equipment this year. You want to tell me about that?
Yeah, Laura and I managed to hook up with G5 Prime, and we're both shooting a Rival this weekend. Pretty excited. You know, anytime you get new equipment, you got to work through it a little bit and understand what all is going on with it. And I've been back and forth a little bit with the STX and the Rival, so that's probably slowed me down a little bit. But we're excited with the way our stuff's shooting, and we're very pleased with to have someone support us like G5 Prime. And you know, it comes down to, not only do they have great equipment, but the people involved. You know, anytime you get hooked up with good people, that's all you can ask for.
Oh, I agree. I think that, you know, from the sales end, I get to deal with all the companies, you know, but they're taking my money, so of course they have a smile on their face when I'm giving them a check. But on the flip side, when you're shooting for them and representing that company and helping to promote and advertise their products on a high platform like you are, it's always good to enjoy who you're working with. And I can see that from Prime. I mean, there's some top-notch people there. But Chad, what's next for you after? I mean, of course, you got to get through this weekend. I mean, we wish you and Laura luck. I've like I said, I keep an eye on you guys. after the tournaments happen. But you've got Metropolis this weekend, and then what's after that?
We'll be in Marengo, Ohio, for the third leg of the IBO Triple Crown.
Is that next weekend?
It'll be 2 weeks. Okay. July 10th, 11th, 12th.
Well, you know, I think I would really like to catch up with you guys maybe after that tournament, see how you did, see how the new scoring and that new system that's so and it's Bowman and Archer.
Yes, those are the groups that are putting it on, and it's on archeryevents.com that they can follow.
Okay. And I've seen it on social media, and you know you can always check it out on there. That they do a pretty good
follow
job.
Follow them on Facebook and.
Yeah, that's well, you know, as far as having you back on, I talked to you about it briefly, but my goal is to kind of have you as my in the field eyes and ears correspondence for championship bow hunting to give me and some of my listeners a fix, if you will, from tournament archery if we can't get to that event, or you know, with what I'm doing, a lot of my listeners are regionally based in the West, and you know, for me to travel from Colorado to go to all the ASAs, I was one of the few that was traveling a little further. A lot of people drive to most of those events, so it was a little bit of a stretch. I mean, I made it happen for about 6 years, and I really enjoyed it, and I'd like to get back to that. But having you there, where you're competing in both ASA and IBO at a very high level, and you have your wife who is also competing at a very high level. Hi, Laura, if you listen to this at any point. Man, I'd really like to just catch up with you every couple of weeks and see how that how you guys are doing, and see the you know current trends and any new events and gossip, if you will. I'm not trying to spread gossip, but any good gossip, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, you know. Just I'd love to be able to catch up with you from time to time if you're open to that.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to you.
Hey, man, I know. It seems like we don't get to talk enough anymore, but I'm going to close with that. So Chad Chenault in Metropolis at the ASA with his lovely wife, Laura. Good luck this weekend. All the rest of the shooters for the ASA this weekend shooting, and then at the IBO here in a couple weeks. You know, just man, I just think again. It's I can see myself in Metropolis right now. I remember that event so well. But good luck. We'll talk to you guys soon, Chad. After the weekend, man. You know, maybe shoot me a text. Let me know how everything went anyway prior
sure.
to and then we'll catch up here with the listeners in a couple weeks and go from there. So we're gonna go ahead and close with that. We'll check you guys out on the next one. And have a good day.
All right, man. Tell the family hi.
Will do. Thanks a lot, Chad.
You bet.